This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Mike O'Mara Show vignette live from Sturgis, brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. It's Sunday, September 9th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex, featuring special guest coaches from TMOS. And among the teams competing, Caps alumni and staff. Support your favorite team or player with a donation, please, at charityhockeyclassic.com or click the ad on our website. All proceeds go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services, which supplies nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com.
Jimmy, wake up. Jimmy.
Are we going to Mount Rushmore today, Mike?
Jimmy, what time is it?
I don't even know what day it is.
Where are we?
I don't know, but I woke up eating cat food.
Jimmy, we had a late night last night. Did we leave our motorcycles somewhere?
We left them in the back of the cab.
How much how much was the cab ride?
I put in $3.
I don't have any more money in my wallet, Jimmy. And I don't feel well, and I woke up and I was drinking a cranberry juice and my butt was bleeding.
Big show.
Okay. Oh, my God. It was a very, very late night, and this is the opening vignette that normally is supposed to have an interview with somebody on the streets of Sturgis, but unfortunately, the tape recorder that I used for it was left in the back of the motorcycle that was left in the back of the bar, which was where we ended up. But I think as the show starts, I'm going to have to explain that to everybody on the show. Do you think that's a good idea?
We took the safe way home.
That's important, isn't it? Yeah. And could you do me a favor?
I can do anything you'd like, almost.
Can you loan me $97?
I don't have it on me.
We're screwed. All right, start.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay, here's your weekday plan. Breakfast, one cornflake, toasted with low-fat spread. Drink, hot water. Lunch, small raw potato, peeled. Salad, mini lettuce leaf. Drink, room temperature water. Dinner, square of low-fat turkey breast. Baked bean in low-fat tomato sauce. Broccoli shavings, drink, chilled water. Pudding, ice cubes and artificial sweetener. Follow this diet to the letter, every day. Then, at the weekend, it's time for a reward. Saturday is treat day. For 24 hours, you can literally eat anything.
Pizza, birthday pie, pints of cream, pork cylinders, potato grids, artificial bacon, large Macs, sandwich casserole, chocolate quail's eggs, garlic pudding, fluffy ruffs, hoisin crispy owl, pasta pillows, bonbons, McFortune cookies. discount foie gras, egg and ham slabs, during dinner mince, mystery meat, quiches Lorraine, 20 cheese omelette. Anything goes. Just remember, you've only got 24 hours and not a second longer.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, tis America's most beloved podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 14.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Don't call us, but no. Our number is 718-506-1625. And it is Wednesday, 8 August 2012. August Ladies 8th. And gentlemen, I see him on my Apple item right here. Mike O'Mara, live from Sturgis, bright and shining. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Rob.
Buzz, we have a sponsor.
We're brought to you today by TwizGrid. TwizGrid, the new free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format so you can easily view and enlarge them. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of Mike's trip to Sturgis, and you can use it to follow his escapades or use it to record your own. To follow the trip, just open the Mike O'Mara Show album. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures, but if you do, you can post comments on Mike's photos and be part of his trip to Sturgis. That's TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website.
Thank you, Buzz. Mike, I've seen you look worse.
Yeah.
Rob, Mike? It is day 17.
No, it's not. You just got there like 30 hours ago.
3 days.
Bob, roll with it. Rob, roll with it. It's okay. Day 17 of our trip to Sturgis. We haven't seen any rescue planes yet, and we're going to have to cannibalize one of the weaker members of our party.
Okay, I want you to remain calm. Don't waste the available oxygen that you have left.
We are at high altitude, and I'll be honest with you, I don't even see any helicopters. We've set up some, we can't set up the signal fires because the fire danger here in the Black Hills of South Dakota is extremely high, and I believe that I still have alcohol coursing through my veins.
I was going to say, if you wanted a nice, cool, burning fire as a signal to the planes, just light your breath.
Yeah. No. Oh, no, I've actually got a nice, cool, burning fire somewhere else, Rob.
Oh, boy.
Now, let me, Rob, I think the best way to do this, to explain the heaviest party evening in Sturgis, would be to simply answer any questions you might have for me, and then I will go on to a detailed description of the evening. But we are here, we are queer, we are not going skiing, and this is the cabin in the woods, the little cabin in the woods, with everybody accounted for, thank God.
All right,
especially,
that's good.
Myself. Rich and Jimmy Cerrito, who lingered later than anybody else last night.
All right, that is most excellent. Before we move on with our questions for you, and we will attack it in a roundtable fashion, I want to remind everyone that Mike is calling in on the the Patriot Harley-Davidson Skype line. Don't forget Patriot Riders.
Easy for you to say.
Well, you know what, Mike? I'm doing the best I can. Thank you, dear.
Don't play pitiful on me today, brother.
Tell me about it. Don't forget Patriot Riders Edge program, where Patriot holds regular classes, Mike, to teach new riders and to refresh veteran riders on everything you need to know to be as safe as possible out on the road. That's Patriot Harley-Davidson. You can find out everything you need to know at patriothd.com, and we thank Patriot for making the Skype line possible. Now, I would like to lead with one question to get the ball rolling, if that's
go
cool.
Go right ahead.
You will entertain a question?
I will entertain a question for you, Rob Spiewak.
Thank you. What time yesterday? Now, we stopped the show here a little after noon East Coast time. That means it was a little after 10 Mountain time. What time did the drinking start? Tell Jimmy to get away from the camera.
It's distracting.
It really does look like
Jimmy, they're telling you to get away from the camera.
It's like the Blair Witch.
I was just trying to listen. I was trying to get in closer so I could hear Rob.
He thinks he can hear through the iPad.
It really looked like the Blair Witch Project. It was horrifying to see him that close to the FaceTime. What time did the, Don't put things in your nose. You need
I'm sorry.
Focus.
Your
pal.
Question.
What time did the drinking
begin?
You know,
nobody can see. Nobody can see me on the FaceTime that I'm using with you guys. So I'm doing that little show where I'm picking
my
nose.
They can.
Just,
you'd be surprised to know that RJ has put a webcam on the FaceTime.
You are on the air, Mr. Brinkley.
Oh, thank you, RJ.
I thought you'd like that, Mike.
That's great. The salute.
What time did the drinking begin following the show? And let's, for the goodness of all people involved, keep it in Mountain time. And Mountain time, what time did the drinking begin?
I'm going to try to ask Jimmy this question, but I'm not quite sure In earnest, what time do you think we arrived at the saloon?
I have no idea.
Rob, that's a horrible first question.
No, that's a great first question.
What time? If you're drinking like we were drinking, you don't ask questions.
All right,
like,
in my own defense. All right, listen.
You never remember. You're a professional drinker, for Christ's sake. You know you don't know when you start, Rob.
Listen to me, Lost Weekend. What I'm trying to do is set a baseline. Was there day drinking or was there night drinking? That's all I want to know.
I think that primarily it was in the daytime. But it's easier. Hold on. It's easier for me to explain to you that the call was made to not go near the motorcycles at approximately 8:30 p.m.
Okay, I'm
because
with you.
We had been in the institute or institution of higher drinking at that point for approximately, I want to say, 37 hours.
Okay. So yes, there was the sun was high in the sky when you first popped the cork.
You might have problems with my timelines, and I'll say things like, we were in the bar for 37 hours. I've gotten 11 minutes of sleep. Jimmy Cerrito is 73 years old. I'm not going to be real good with dates, times, and ages today,
but
okay?
I'm
just going to try. Yes.
You do know where you left the rented motorcycle, though.
Approximately.
Oh, boy. It's not like there's a lot of them around there, Mike. So what you do is you go into town and you say, hi, I have a Harley Davidson motorcycle. Do you see any of those around here?
What I'm going to plan on doing, there's several towns here. I'm going to go to each of them today and just walk the streets and say, have you seen a Harley Davidson?
have you seen my baseball?
Mike, I have a question.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Would it be more or less than 30 beers in the 7-hour span for just you alone?
Let me ask Jimmy that question.
That's a number.
Rich, slide over here because you seem to have your wits about you a little bit more. I'm going to ask you a question. Rich, Oscar Santana has asked this question of me. Would it be more or less than 30 beers in the entire time that we were imbibing?
For you.
Way more.
Oh, dear.
Way more.
For me.
Wow, and I'm just crunching some mathematics in my head now. That would be 30 beers, that is 5 6-packs. And if you drank for, let's just say 10, that's about 3 beers. That's a pretty good clip there, Governor. Good job.
Well, Rich is the single member of our crew. And at one point, we were asking the bartender questions, and the questions, of course, is what do you look for in a man? And it's funny, I don't remember how many hours we spent there, but I do remember the answer. Her answers were she likes a sense of humor.
Good.
She likes a man who is smart.
Okay.
She likes a man who likes to have a good time.
Right.
And she likes a man who is so physically fit that he has a 6-pack.
Oh,
and at that point,
wow.
I said, you bitch.
No. At any time after that, did you say, well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad? Because you are funny,
Mike.
I
didn't have to say it, Rob. When you look at me, when you look like me, you don't have to say that type of thing. But we went to a joint that was called the Full Throttle Saloon.
Hey, that's good for
and,
you. Because
Rob, why are you in the dark? Why are you sitting in the dark now?
RJ's adjusting the lighting. I think he's trying to do sort of a chiaroscuro looking thing here. Does it look very much like a German expressionistic film? Hello?
It's very very difficult to see you right now, but I will tell you, we went to a place called the Full Throttle Saloon, which is, the way I understand it, that's a particular location that is only open in earnest for the 2-week bike rally.
Wow.
And it is the largest place. I'm going to try to go through what they had at this place. They had at this bar, this is a bar, mind you.
Right.
They had a zip line. They had the globe of death.
Now hold it.
With the motorcycles riding inside it. Why?
Hold it. You mean a zip line? You mean like an actual wire that people hang from and go the length of the bar? Or is this outside?
An outside courtyard where somebody stands on one side of the bar and zips over across to the other, which is like 9 football fields.
Now, when Jimmy
this
saw
is
this,
a large place.
When Jimmy saw this, was he taking notes for what he's going to do in his alley? Because that sounds like a Jimmy Cerrito idea. The zip line.
Well, it's funny that you asked that. I guess who rode the zipline yesterday?
No. Nice. Really, Jimmy?
Jimmy, did you have a good time riding the zipline?
I flipped off the entire bar the whole way across.
Yeah. Jimmy rode across the bar on the zip line, flipping off the crowd. And that's what you really want to do in a room full of bikers.
Yeah. As always, class all the way.
Let me tell you. Yesterday involved a movie star, a brush with the Hell's Angels.
Wow. Oh.
A couple of lovely bartenders riding through the streets of Sturgis the first time, which is where, you know, you see the pictures on television when they show you that main street with all the bikes. We actually rode right down the middle of the streets of Sturgis here. And then later in the afternoon, we got to the Full Throttle Saloon and enjoyed the the song stylings of Sebastian Bach.
Hey,
and Cinderella.
That's really great. I'm curious. Now, when you're actually in Sturgis, and we've all seen photos of the main drag, is the architecture as dazzling in person as it is when you see it in the coverage?
It's as lovely in person as it is on the television.
I mean, it might just be
motorcycles.
What?
And it's really motorcycles and houses that look like they were put together with paper mache. Oh.
Second question for myself, Mr. O'Meara. What is the ratio of men to women at this event?
The ratio of men to women, Oscar, would probably be 11,000 to 3.
Oh, really?
Wow. And how's the quality of those three?
Now, when I'm telling you that statistic, I'm telling you the ratio of men to women who are here as guests.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're talking about women who are here as employees, the ratio basically because they bring all the concubines in from around the world to work here for the 2 weeks, and they live in a tree just outside of Deadwood, South Dakota.
I like that.
And then they go to the tree every day. I am so hungover. Yeah. They open the door to the tree, and all of the pretty big-breasted women come out and go to the various bars to wait on the overweight bikers.
And the other 50 weeks of the year that these women are holed up in the tree, what do? Make cookies and crackers?
The other 50 weeks of the year, they go back to the convent.
I see. Well, that's good, because they have to remain pure.
What's on the dock?
Jimmy Cerrito. Speaking of our TwizGrid app, and they're a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Meara Show. I want to thank them for that. The TwizGrid app will be chock-a-block.
Oh.
Will be chock-a-block.
Yes, Mike.
With lovely ladies.
Ah, oh, nice.
Lovely pictures of ladies. Sometimes I just realize what I do for a living and it makes me laugh.
Well, I think we should name these. Could we call them the Cerritettes?
Yeah, you can call them the Cerritettes. Jimmy and the Cerritettes. That's right. However, our friend Rich, who, as I mentioned before, is better looking than Jimmy and I, and also the single man. Jimmy and I will sit there and engage the bartender in conversation, and then Jimmy and I will walk away from the bar, and Rich will walk over and say, those guys are really assholes.
I bet that works for him.
And you know, Jimmy and I were getting ready to leave because our cab was going to be arriving last night. And incidentally, the serious message I want to say out here is we made a determination that we were not going to ride well before we should have. And that's the way everybody should do it out here. Because let me tell you something.
We applaud that.
Everybody that gets thank you.
Now, did you?
Thank you. I will accept your Nobel Prize for not drinking and driving a little bit later on.
Mike, after 30 beers, when you get in the cab, do you still wear your helmet? Because I think that might have been a good... You guys probably should have slept in a helmet last night.
Yeah, I wore my helmet only in the cab.
What do you think...
I actually...
What?
Go ahead, I apologize.
I went to the motorcycle. I got my motorcycle helmet out of the motorcycle so I could ride it. So I could ride it for the cab ride home. That's what I did. But next question. Yes, go ahead, Oscar, and thanks for coming to the show today.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be here. I wanted to ask you, what do you think is found in the lost and found at the Full Throttle? Like, what do people leave, you think?
Besides motorcycles.
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? I'm gonna turn, believe it or not, this may be a mistake, but I'm going to turn that question over to Jimmy Cerrito. Jimmy, what do you think is lost in the lost and found at the Full Throttle? What do you think people leave behind?
Motorcycle keys.
Yeah, motorcycle keys would probably be number one.
Yeah, ding.
That would be number one.
Motorcycle keys. Number one answer, Mike.
I will tell you, I really can't give you a number as to how many people were at this place. It's the largest bar I've ever been to. It has You can't even count the number of bars. They have three or four bandstands before the main stage, which appears like a stage you would see at Nissan Pavilion, mm-hmm. an outdoor amphitheater at Merriweather, or, you know, outside. Five stages. They've got the zip line. They have the circle of death where the motorcycles, you know, go round and round and almost kill each other. They have the burnout booth for the motorcycles where guys pull into a stall and they spin their wheels and burn the rubber to the point of exploding their tires.
Wow.
That's one of the things. They have bull riding. There's a bull riding area. There's a main stage, which had, of course, Cinderella and... And they have pole dancers that are dancing throughout this establishment. And I would estimate probably well over 5,000-6,000 people were at this bar last night.
Now, now I love the name of the bar, Full Throttle, because I've had a few cocktails with you before, and you always operated Full Throttle. Was it hard to get service in a bar of this size?
All I know is I'm sitting next to Chris out here. Chris is one of our guys here staying in the house. And at one point, the name of the place is the Full Throttle Saloon. And this is when you might have had an indication that Mr. O'Meara was going to be a little overserved. I looked up to the left of the giant stage, and in giant letters I see FTS. And, you know, I'm sitting in the Full Throttle Saloon, and I looked at Chris and I said, What do those letters mean?
Oh, God.
That's how you know you've been overserved.
That's when I know it might be time to, you know, catch some sack time.
After a night of drinking such as last night was, what could you possibly have on the docket today? How are you going to handle today after such a big day and night yesterday?
Well, alcohol will not be touching my lips today. And then when I said that to Jimmy, he said, "Yeah, it's just going to touch the back of your throat."
He's fun.
He's a pro.
No, this is the day of recovery. I think some of our guys might be going out to Mount Rushmore today. Some of us are going to participate in a motorcycle recovery project. And then outside of recovering the motorcycle and getting back to the cabin in the woods, I plan to spend probably 11 or 12 hours today in the fetal position.
And then we think you have a celebrity interview for us on tomorrow's show, right?
Yeah, one of the hey, guys, the tow truck's here.
Oh.
The tow truck.
And just in time.
Well, I'm did that have to do with bringing... Tow truck. Does it have the cab on it? Does it have the motorcycles on? Why is the tow truck here?
Is it a two-bedroom suite?
I don't know. And, you know, Mike, you're not doing it right. You're not supposed to call it the cabin in the woods. You're supposed to call it Moonshadow.
Moonshadow. Rob, would you like, you know, perhaps I could I regale you with some song?
Please.
Yes, I'd love it.
It'd be amazing.
I'm being followed by a moonshadow. Moonshadow, moonshadow.
Wow, I hope Cinderella sang that. Did Cinderella sing that? At the Full Throttle Saloon?
Oscar, maybe I can talk to you about this. You know, I know that your generation kind of likes to go retro with the 80s hair bands, and I'm just here to tell you, Sebastian Bach suck. Cinderella suck. Land of Suck. Two headlining bands in the pure land of suck. And I support the military, and I love the military, but Sebastian Bach goosed the military after his very first song, and that's because he doesn't have the chops to perform anymore. That's just my opinion. And on Cinderella, you know, I swear to God, he looked like Liza Minnelli with too much Botox.
Oh, dear.
I don't know who that lead singer is.
Wow.
The cover band before was absolutely incredible. The lead guitar player and the lead singer, was it Blandini? Was that the name?
Bandini.
Oh, God.
Bandini. Bandini, Jimmy and I were in the front row hugging each other during the cover of Frampton's Do You Feel Like I Do.
Well, you know what I heard about Bandini, Mike? I heard they play it so good.
It's so good, it make you break your heart. Bandini. Hey, not only did they play the music for you, then they give you a big bowl of pasta as big as you had.
Well, maybe they're saving the big bands for the end of the week. Maybe this is just an appetizer.
Yeah, like Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller.
Between I think this place called Buffalo Chip Saloon and the Full Throttle Saloon, and Buffalo Chips is like a huge campground, stages out there. That's the that's ground zero for all the activities here at Sturgis. They've had Boston, they've had Journey, They've got the country acts are here this week too. Travis Tritt is out here. They've got a lot of different acts, country and classic rock, and it's just amazing, the entertainment. And Oscar, it is every single night of the week. I mean, Journey and Boston, I think, have already played, or I might be wrong about that, but I know Journey has played this weekend. It's just nonstop, and I still can't digest how much activity with motorcycles. Hundreds of thousands of motorcycles on the streets out here. Just amazing. Did you want to say something, Jim?
There was bikes in the bar, hundreds of them in the full.
There car. Were. There were bikes. Not there was. Mm. There were bikes.
People were getting run over by the bikes.
There were what?
They were getting hit by the bikes.
Oh, yeah. A pedestrian got hit.
Wow.
Inside. They actually bring motorcycles into the bar, and the man with the Budweiser hat hit a pedestrian that was walking across the street.
Wow. Who do you think was at fault there?
I think it was pretty clear. It was obvious. They also apparently tell me that they, at the Full Throttle Saloon, Oscar, you might know this, they do a reality show.
They do actually.
And they had cameras, eight camera crews all around.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like a mini series. It becomes a season. They record throughout the season. I think it might be on Nat Geo, if I'm not mistaken, or it could be. I don't think it's TLC, but they I've seen that bar. I've seen the zip line. Do they have midget bowling in that bar, or is it a different bar that's there?
Oh, I can't believe you asked about that, because that's what we were on our way to see.
Yeah.
We are going to try to attend the midget bowling this evening. As a matter of fact, Jimmy and Rich are going to attend it. I'm going to, as I mentioned before, be in the fetal position.
I just looked on my phone, Mike. I found out the name of that show that's filmed at that that mini series is filmed at that place. It's called So You Think You Can Die of Cirrhosis. It's a good one. It's hosted by Brian Dunkelman.
Hey Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Mike. It's Mark.
Who's that?
Mark Ronick.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Oh, thanks for making it in today.
You're welcome. I wanted to know, earlier when we were discussing with you, you had mentioned that there's a fire in your belly, and I'm curious, how are the bowel movements today?
It's funny you mentioned that, Mark, because as soon as I conclude this chat with you fine gentlemen, I plan to spend some time getting to know the porcelain.
Oh boy.
Wow.
We're like fiber for you.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? What you need to do is when you go in there, wear your helmet again. Wear the helmet like you wore in the cab.
You gotta teach that toilet a lesson.
That's right. Show it who's boss.
I will tell you also, more porta potties at the Full Throttle Saloon. In fact, the only way you go to the bathroom at the Full Throttle Saloon is by porta potty, and there were thousands of them. And that becomes a little problematic when the sun goes down, because of course they're not lighted or lit, as it would say.
No, but you were, so it's okay.
We all took leaks in the pasture. Remember?
What's that?
We took a leak by the fence where the cows were.
Oh, we did. At the end of the night, we peed next to cows.
Oh, cows love that.
Wow.
Effing cows.
You know, I'm looking FaceTime right now. I'm looking at that reaction to that. That didn't seem to impress the guys in the studio I said we peed next to cows.
Well, you know what? I think peeing next to a cow is fine, but I think peeing on moss anywhere is wrong. I mean, I just have visions of you screaming, don't cross the streams.
It kills the moss.
let me tell you this, fellas. Coming tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be able to get these files, audio files, sent down the line to you. We were sitting in the middle of Sturgis, and my buddy John came up from the street, and we were upstairs at this restaurant, and John said, there's Arlie Ermey on the street corner, just talking to people. Well, Arlie Ermey was in town promoting Victory Motorcycles, and like a good journalist that I am, I sprung to attention, ran downstairs with my digital audio tape recorder, and asked Mr. Ermey, Private Pyle, I asked Mr. Ermey if he could... 10 minutes of his time, and hopefully you will hear that interview tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. One of my favorite movies, Full Metal Jacket of all time. I'm a stalker fan of this guy, and he is so nice, and he was he was very nice to talk to me.
Just if you're just getting off an airplane and just recapping, the reason we don't have Arlie Ermey today is because that interview is on the tape deck, and the tape deck is in the motorcycle, and the motorcycle is...
somewhere.
AWOL.
Okay, yeah. but you have every intention of locating it today. You said it was a recovery mission.
A recovery mission. Now, let me wrap things up by.
Oh, you won't be you won't be staying for the second break today, Mike.
You're a ho. You're a real slice of heaven. You know that, Rob? No, I'm not going to be staying for the second break. Thank you very much.
All righty.
So the evening ends when, but now, Rich, did you facilitate the cab at the end of the evening? Jimmy said he helped. So Jimmy and Rich go to make arrangements because you're off the main drag and they only take motorcycles. So you have to arrange where the cab is going to pick you up. and we made arrangements for the cab. We had to leave about 20 to 25 minutes before we were going to rendezvous with our cab. That's how far away the cab was.
Boy.
We had to get on a bus, a school bus, in the middle of a cow pasture to take us across the street, only after I tipped the guy to drop us off at the gas station across the street from the bar where they keep the motorcycles to pick us up outside the convenience store next to the gas station to get us to our cabin in the woods. Jesus Christ, how did we make it home?
Moonshadow, Mike. No idea. It's called Moonshadow.
So we get the cab, and at this point, Rich and Jimmy have arranged for a cab ride back, and four other guys come up at that moment and want the cab at the same time.
Okay.
Jimmy, I love everybody, Cerrito, says, come on in. And Mr. O'Mara, who does not have the same appreciation for his fellow men that Jimmy has, Mr. O'Mara is not pleased with this development because it's going to slow our arrival time and we're not going to be home in time. In time for what? I don't know. But anyway, so we have these guys. I have no idea where we dropped them off, on the street, some campground. They were out of the cab, and we started chatting with the cab driver, and we talked about the fact that there's price gouging that goes on here and that everybody makes their money during the Sturgis week. And it was at that moment that I said, well, I'm not paying for the cab, after Jimmy invited all these people in the cab. And that's when Jimmy informed me that he had $3 to his name. So from the Full Throttle Saloon to our little cabin in the woods, would anyone like to guess the total outlay?
Okay, the floor recognizes the floor recognizes RJ Diaz.
$211.
You have doubled it. And incidentally, that's always the good call. Go to the guy who's going to give you the highest possible number, because that'll really make the drama work.
Uh-oh.
When you've had a $100 cab ride that you think is exorbitant, make sure that someone says $211.
Okay.
Because that'll diminish it and make it seem less important because you went to RJ Diaz.
He raised his hand first. I'm sorry. I'm just a fair guy.
No, I just stuck up two fingers, Rob.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have stuck up one finger.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Well, things are going well here, Mike. I want you to know things are well at your home.
Yes.
Everything is well. Saw Carla yesterday. I asked if she missed you, and after some deliberation, she came up with yes.
I bought her three, not two, not one, three T-shirts yesterday.
Ah, very nice.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Yes, you are a nice guy. Any closing thoughts before we go to commercials, Mike?
I will just say, really, this is the message I want to get out.
Yes.
That it's really, at the end of the day, a very smart thing that we did. And the sad part of this entire trip, and you see it on the news every single day, is that people don't make a call like that. If you're on your motorcycle, you know, in any vehicle, let's be honest, you don't want to get behind the wheel and you want to do
right.
it, but especially on a motorcycle. Yesterday, they had three fatalities, four yesterday, so a total of seven. We're talking about
Sending
they lost one yesterday. So four, they're telling me four total. There has not been one of these fatalities that has not been alcohol related. So, you know, we can joke about it. We can make fun of it. But the fact remains that what we did was the smartest thing. And everybody should do that out here. Mm-hmm. And if more people did it, you'd have less problems that they have. But it's an incredible party.
Amen.
Everybody's having a great time. And who knows who we're going to bump into tomorrow. It's going to be incredible.
Be safe, Mike.
Today. Sorry.
Be very safe. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. I know. I said today instead of tomorrow instead of today. I hate everybody that's in this
house. Be very safe and find those motorcycles, okay?
Rob.
Mike.
It was a real slice of heaven talking to you, my friend.
I count the moments until the 23 hours elapsed that we can speak again.
Can everybody come over to the FaceTime and go up close and wave at me at the very
end?
Sure. Can you all lean into the FaceTime?
Yeah.
Bye, boys.
Bye-bye,
dear.
Bye-bye, dear.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Jimmy.
Say goodbye, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Jimmy. Bye, guys.
Bye. Do you think the T-shirt?
Bye-bye. That's the T.
RJ, click the red thing.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
And there they go.
He seems sleepy.
Do you think the T-shirts are in that, like in the bike as well, that he bought?
Oh, sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Everything's
because
in the bike.
Because anytime you buy a T-shirt or something at a concert, inevitably you lose it.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Because it'll fall, you'll get dirty,
unless you're the guy that changes into the T-shirt at the event.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
There's no way she gets those three shirts.
No. All right, well, with the good sounds of Cat Stevens taking us to break, we'll be back with more fun and more thrills.
Mm-hmm.
It's I hope he's okay.
He's great.
Can we get him some Pedialyte?
Sure.
And something? He was white like an aspirin.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah, okay. Live from Sturgis, thank you, Mike. That brought to us, of course, by Patriot Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
Back after this, MikeOMaraShow.com. Don't normally play them to the label.
Wow.
But that worked out. Cat Stevens.
Yeah,
it was very nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And this is the Mike O'Mara Show, mm-hmm. and this is segment two.
And it's brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Listen, new words. Turns out mortgage rates couldn't get any lower.
Do you want to take a moment and,
no, I'm
and
fine.
Try throatclearing.com?
No, I think we're going to be okay.
Great.
It turns out mortgage rates couldn't get any lower. They headed back upward last week. So get the still low rates while they last. Rates of 2.125 still available at an APR of 2.32. LendingTree could help you save hundreds of dollars a month. Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, LendingTree makes it easy. Their network of 200 lenders compete to give you the best offers. It's free, no obligation, and you'll get 4 custom offers within minutes of filling out one simple form. Find out how much you can save at trylendingtree.com. That's T-R-Y, LendingTree.com, and when prompted, enter the code TMOS. TryLendingTree.com.
Thank you, Buzz. Now, yesterday, just briefly, I want to mention, we had a great time. All the kids were here. And if we had had any more kids here, I think we actually have to apply for a permit.
Yeah, right.
But Maya was here. Robert was here.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Julia was here. And afterwards, because it was Mark's birthday, which we mentioned, we went to the newly refabbed McDonald's.
What a great birthday lunch.
It was really great. And, bought Mark a s'mores pie.
Oh, that was
yeah,
nice of you.
That was delicious.
But what was great, it was Mark and myself, RJ and the 3 kids, mm-hmm. and we were all sitting there, and we were between the dinner and dessert course. And I had been warning Mark that I was going to sing happy birthday to him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure you thought I was really going to do it.
I didn't think so.
I did, in big voice.
In McDonald's.
Loud, uh-huh. Yeah, and the kids joined in, and what shocked me, everyone in the restaurant joined in.
Yay.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
It was
oh, yeah.
really good. Yeah, feliz cumpleaños.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Mark.
And, I've been to that McDonald's.
Yes, it is.
Stacked with my people.
It is. And the other thing, I actually was able to stick to Wait Not in the McDonald's.
Wow.
But I didn't realize that they don't serve unsweetened tea.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a large beverage cup and you go fill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I really did buy yesterday the world's most expensive glass of tap water.
Hey, go fill yourself.
It was really great. But you know what? It was actually a lot of fun. I bet we were there for 90 minutes.
We were there for a very long time. And I think Julia at one point had told you we were loitering.
Yeah, she accused me of loitering.
Yeah, no one stays at McDonald's for 90 minutes.
And it wasn't really dragged out. We had a really good time.
Yeah,
Robert
we did.
Was doing shtick, and the kids were having a good
time. So you
had
a nice birthday.
I did, yeah. That was a really nice surprise. The gift you guys got me is... I was really thrilled mm-hmm. with that. A
good.
New microphone. I think that's awesome.
It's the microphone.
It is the microphone. And, yeah, it was a really nice day. It was... cool to have kids around mm-hmm. for my birthday
sure.
and celebrating, and we had a blast.
Yeah, and I do love all 3 kids together, and I love asking Maya questions.
Yeah.
She is the funnest, the most fun kid to talk to
yes.
I think I've ever met, and my kids are fun to talk
nice.
To. But she is great, and talking about, was it Cousin Grace?
Yes, that's right.
Trying to get to the bottom of Cousin Grace.
That's true, yeah.
I got my eye on that one. Now, I have kids, Mark has kids, RJ has kids, Buzz has cats.
I have cats. Mm-hmm.
Oscar, you don't have any children yet.
No, I do not.
But
no.
what you do
and
have...
And he doesn't have cats either.
No,
no.
He had a cat.
I had
yes.
a cat.
But you have you have a girlfriend.
Shannon! WQHI!
And you mentioned yesterday that Shannon has, as your words, not mine, a skewed view of reality.
No, but, she does.
The world.
Before I jump into this, and maybe mm-hmm. the verbiage wasn't the right, the appropriate.
Oh, I wrote it down exactly right.
What?
Yeah.
Appropriate way to reference what I thought we could talk about. But first,
I can't see anything straight. I miss Mike.
I will say yeah. this is the happiest relationship I've ever been in, the healthiest relationship I've ever been in, and I'm
okay.
lucky to be with such mm-hmm. an important, well-rounded person.
Right.
Well-rounded in all the right places.
There. Easy.
What else is round?
No, we can't.
Don't even try.
No. It's very sweet of you, though.
Authorized yeah, sure. personnel only.
There is, I have a cleaning lady that comes to my house every 2 weeks. And her name is Consuelo
Oscar.
Or Rosa or something. But like she comes.
You don't know?
Hey, it's my parents' cleaning lady that somehow my mom got to come to my house.
I see.
Because my mom had stopped.
Oh, boy.
I pay her with my own money.
Sure.
But my mom had stopped by at one point. She said, you need a cleaning lady. And I said, no, I don't. And she said, I'm going to have Rosa come over.
She works 2 weeks. She works for printers.
Yeah. And
all you have to do is buy her a wireless printer, an all-in-one, and she'll clean for her until your head falls off.
And I have never had a cleaning lady my whole life. Okay. And I don't have that much square footage. And I take pleasure in cleaning when I have to clean.
And I will tell you, I think the most tedious part of cleaning is dusting. And you don't have a lot of stuff.
No, I don't.
You probably have a pretty easy apartment to keep
clean. It's easy to clean. Yeah. But for some reason, my mom got involved, and like any Latin mom or any out of maybe a different culture, whether you're Italian or anything like that, once they decide, you just got to bite the bullet. You're not going to fight.
Okay.
So
now we've been in this before. When your mom makes her panettone, is she lean Italian? Does she do Italian things?
I don't know enough about the panettone. But I know that whenever she makes it, she makes it.
Okay, but it's just, it seems like you have I think it's great.
Yes, you loved it.
Mrs. Ceballos, I love
it. It's no fruitcake.
No, it's not, certainly, but it's worth a trade. It's what I just say is that it seems that when you talk about your family dynamic,
yeah,
there are overlaps between you and, say, an Italian family dynamic.
There is. You got to just pick your battles. We're very close. You pick your battles, and she wanted to send a clean lady over. I said, fine.
Really not a battle.
No, it's not a battle, but I have to pay.
Oh, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, that's out of my budget.
Yeah, now you're down to having only three jobs.
So when Shannon moved to the D.C. area, she thought it was kind of nice. She actually mentioned this to me, and it was nice to get home sometimes and come over, and the place is clean.
Yeah.
It's just clean. Mm-hmm. And
I've read about it in books. I hear it actually happens.
I thought it was interesting, and I'd never experienced that before, and sometimes you get home at 11, 12 p.m., and it's clean. It's nice. Because I forget that she's coming. I just leave an envelope on the kitchen counter for the rest of the week when she comes.
And, right. And you know, when you come home to a clean house, it's nice.
It is.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's a lot. Very nice. It's pleasurable. It's a nice surprise.
It's a nice surprise.
And I had to get new vacuum bags because my vacuum bag was full.
Yes.
And I've never really bought vacuum bags before. And the one vacuum that I also got from my parents is this high-end vacuum that they don't sell these vacuum bags. They just don't sell them. They don't sell them at Walmart. They don't sell them at Best Buy. Oh. So you have to special order them.
Ironically, this vacuum really sucks.
Is it a recall?
No, boo.
Let me guess. Is it a meal?
No, I have no idea what it is. I just know you can't buy these bags in any retail store.
Okay.
You have to go to a vacuum store or you have to order online.
Is it the Bolivian Cadillac of vacuum?
I could care less about it. I'd throw it out the window if I wanted
to. Vacuum.
So I mentioned to my lovely girlfriend, I said, hey, do you know what type of vacuum bag we use for that vacuum? Because I can't have Rosa come over until those vacuum bags are ordered or changed.
Right.
Priced.
And she said, I don't know. Rosa uses the vacuum. I don't use the vacuum.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I've ever played this for Shannon. I don't use the vacuum.
And at this point, if we had a car screeching to a halt, if we had that sound effect, that's what I would play in my head.
Yeah, because you know what? Of all the things that you when you talk to her, that is not a trait you would think of anything she'd ever say.
Some people, apparently, I'm finding out, just don't like cleaning. They hate it. They don't like dealing with it.
Right.
That's not something they're into.
Sometimes those people married disc jockeys nearly 20 years ago.
And I used to make fun of Carrie about that because you mentioned that on the show before.
Sloppy.
And I said, but she's not sloppy because when I used to go visit her in Arizona, she had a clean place. And I mentioned, I said, well,
hey now.
Who used to vacuum and clean your place in Arizona? Right, you lived alone. She goes, well, I did.
Right.
And I said, so you're telling me you don't think about the vacuum in my place simply because somebody comes every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes. I said, but the place could get dirty within those 2 weeks, and it probably does, because I'll run a vacuum here and there just to clean.
Right.
You got to maintain. And also, even with the best cleaning lady, you have to be aware that the house has to be straight.
Sometimes. Yes.
It's got to be straight, and they can handle some of the bucket and suds stuff, but you got to keep it straight. And vacuuming, if you got stuff going on, you got to vacuum every 3 days.
Sometimes you got to run the sweeper.
That's
so
right.
It's no big deal, but I mentioned her. I said, well, someone's comfortable. And she said, She said, no, I just, you know, I'm just, and she, it was one of those moments where clearly maybe that wasn't the right thing to say because I don't deal with the vacuum. Right. Rosa does.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, because I deal with the dollar bills I pay her when she comes.
Oh, okay.
And at that point, she said, I'm sorry. You know, I think I've told you a long time ago, that's the last thing I like dealing with.
Right. The last thing I like to do is clean.
She said that in a nice way, but I also, while she copped to it, because most people say, oh, no big deal. You know, I could take care of it. I sat there and I said, well, there's two of us here now. Do we really need a cleaning lady?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't,
right? See. I see. You could do teamwork instead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, my question to you fellas is this.
Mm-hmm.
The money that is being spent to clean such a small place is not exorbitant. It's not a lot of money.
Right.
Because it's so small. Yeah. And I think we're getting the family deal.
And it's every 2 weeks.
It's every two weeks, right? I'm going to guess. Let me see. And I don't want to embarrass you, but is that about right?
Oh, it's much less than that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, then you got to keep...
That's a steal, right?
You got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it.
I would say half that.
Well, especially...
half that, and with the tip, it's $10 more.
And especially with the conversion rate from dollars to pesos.
Yeah. So, I got to keep her, but a part of me says, we give her a hiatus, and we just start cleaning ourselves.
There's a happy medium.
Okay.
And by the way, if you ever get your fortune told, always look for the happy medium.
Because I want her to step up her vacuum game.
Back when I could make a living.
And you know what? Out of context, that means a totally different thing.
That's probably true.
When I had a job and I was making a living, we had a cleaning lady came in like every 2 weeks, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Same thing. And the great thing about that is they can do a lot of the basic stuff, which frees you up. And again, your place is not that big, but... This makes it easier for you to do the little things that really keep your place sharp. Mm-hmm. So she covers certain basics, and then you guys team up and do all the rest.
Yeah. But the cheap guy in me says if it we just did it on our own, we would save. Well, I look, I don't want to
get cheaper than that.
I know, but I'm just for a part of me wants to help her realize that cleaning isn't so bad.
All right, so you really can't use this as a way to correct.
But then you save money.
Yeah, you do.
Great.
But how about this? And I'll let me put
saving
it in.
Money's important.
How about your verticals? Let me talk to you about your verticals. Yeah. Okay.
I love talking about verticals.
What if you paid Shannon to do it?
No, then that's a whole different ballgame.
And what if I paid Shannon to clean my house? We'll talk later.
Yeah. You could afford her.
You're right. But if you put a price on her time, put a price on your time.
Yes.
And what you could do, and what you're getting for the money you stated, you're getting a steal. If you put an hourly value on your time,
yes,
then you're still getting a steal because it frees you up to do other stuff. And also, this is a luxury, and you. To despite your cars and you know your clothes,
yes,
you really don't spend a lot of money. You don't have a lot of luxuries. You don't have a lot of vices.
I don't have kids.
Yeah,
right.
I spend more on alcohol than you do, even when I'm not drinking. I spend more on just junk than you do. I've got vices that I spend on. You really don't.
No.
And if this is something that you can spend a few bucks off on the side and it keeps your house clean to free up some time, I think you'd be stupid to cancel this.
This is more about me than her, but I think
always.
If we end up getting married and we move to a larger home,
right?
There's no cleaning lady that's coming.
Why not?
Because it'd cost so much more money.
Yeah, it would cost
and I
more.
And I wouldn't want to spend that money.
So you want to use this opportunity to teach Shannon to clean.
I just would like to educate.
These are her training wheels.
And just
this
say,
is a training apartment.
And just say, hey, let's realize that cleaning isn't so bad. There's a sense of satisfaction. Of getting something done, and then when you're done, you're like, you know, look, this place
is
all
right. As long as you share the duties, I can almost back you up. I can almost, support this idea of getting her involved as well as you in taking care of the place yourself. It'll let you know how the future is going to work.
She's helping me eat healthier these days.
That's okay. Good.
Oh, that's
and
good.
That takes effort on my part.
Does she clean the kitchen after she cooks?
She does.
Good, okay.
And it takes effort on her part because she cooks and then cleans, and I appreciate that. But that's a small that's an effort on both parts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that as we get older, we probably need to eat healthier and healthier because it's harder to maintain a good weight. And as you know, Buzz, you really watch everything you eat.
I try.
But I believe that if I don't start now, this could turn into a situation in the future.
Well, it's going to become, and I will speak here, I've been married not as long as Buzz, but I've been married a pretty good long ride.
Yes.
And I will tell you
this.
You
told me it wasn't pretty good.
No.
It's okay.
Not while I'm giving advice. It's fine. It's fine. It's nice, Buzz. My marriage is nice.
That is nice.
Yes.
What you're going to do here is you're going to sort of set the table for what's ahead of you. So be very careful about what you do.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, you're not only going to put a chink in the armor in your relationship. Also, you could very well lose the ability to get this steal of a cleaning lady.
Do you see this pimp hand?
I do. Oh, yeah, God. We've talked about your pimp hand before, okay? It's great. It's a dove-like, small, carnival worker pimp hand. What you need to do at this
smells
point,
like cabbage.
You need to baby step. If you are really married to this fact that you want to do this, cut the hours that the cleaning lady does by half, once a month.
Oh, wow.
First, say, what does she come on, Wednesday?
Interesting.
Tuesdays.
Okay, first Tuesday of the month, and say, you know, Rosa, Sofia, or Pablo, or whatever her name is.
Pablo.
Pablo, tell her that this is
exchange.
That we had a bad week with Amazon. And we have to cut back a little bit.
Yeah.
And we'd like to bring you back. You see, you don't want to lose this opportunity. This is like free money that they're handing you at that rate. You don't want someone else to get that deal. So don't totally cast her out to the wolves. Go
don't
to once
lose
a month.
The talent is what you're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hold on to it. Keep your tender hooks in that.
And
but,
what do
but
I say? And how do I transition from, hey, look, I want to teach you that cleaning could be fun.
Don't say that, though.
See, yeah.
You have to
make it happen without actually saying it. Saying it will insult
you.
Communication's important.
Yeah. What you do is you make it all positives. You really should be better at this than this.
Yeah, you
what you do is you say, you first of all handle the Rosa thing.
Yes.
And then you say, hey, baby. And that's to Shannon, not Rosa. You say, we're going to cut back a little bit on the cleaning because I think that we are going overboard. Not totally, but we're going to cut back.
Small as this place is, we can handle it.
We can handle it, and it's going to free up some money, so this means extra date night for us. We're going to have a great date at least once a month, and that's found money.
Learn from him.
Well, I say this anyway. Because
hold on. Wait a second. Before you continue, I got two dings
I
and
know,
two buzzers.
Because
I
hit the buzzer and then the ding, but I really...
Was it a ding or a buzz? Did I win or not?
You lose.
Because shoot.
I think you can... Obviously, you can afford this. It's cheap.
Yes.
And I think you're setting yourself up for lots of arguments with her.
No.
Because you're going to start... Don't. Because then it's going to be, well, why didn't you vacuum yesterday? Well, I got busy. Well, you really should vacuum. You're just being lazy.
This isn't an issue that if she never cleans
Give
again.
Give yourself a buzzer for that.
And she doesn't like cleaning. That's not a deal breaker for me. It's not a problem.
Okay. But I just think you're setting yourself up for arguments.
No, I could care less.
Is this about sharing responsibility?
Yes, that's all it is.
Yeah. And I think if you coach this entirely as a positive, you're going to come out great. Mm-hmm. And she's going to learn the on-off switch and what kind of bag to use.
RJ Diaz.
Yes, I had a question which also came from the chat room, the people you love. Does Shannon listen to the show?
She does at times. I think she stopped lately because she's swamped at work.
Well, she just listens to the audio vault.
That's
someone has to.
And she listens to Rob Radio.
Oh, well, there you go. Great. There's no way she listens to Rob Radio.
Yeah.
Wow, I am so doing songs for her this week.
Wow.
Yeah, boy.
Throw up.
Yeah. Play a song called Throw Up. Here's
maybe a little less Rob Radio, a little more cleaning.
She's interested in something else that sucks in the vacuum.
Stop it.
No, the show sucks is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Is it?
I love you, baby. Don't listen to Rob.
Yeah, I love you too, and you can listen to me, I think. Mm. I think that's nice. Stick around, folks. Glad to know we resolved it.
You didn't help at all.
I know, not a damn bit. But I look forward to the date night every month. Let me know where you are. I'll stop by.
This isn't going to work.
Maybe sign a picture. No. Sign a picture for her.
I got to keep it clean, lady.
I agree.
Maybe every week.
I give up.
Every week.
That's it.
Every other day. All right. Back in a little bit with the aforementioned audio vault. Hi, Shannon. Back in a minute.
Okay.
After this. Back, MikeOMaraShow.com. Back, and it's nice.
Back.
And it's segment three, Buzz.
It is, and it's brought to you today by Wait Not. The experts at Wait Not know how tough it can be.
Yes.
They know that your emotions come into play. They've had practice at this. They're good at this. You can talk to them about it anytime and pop in a question anytime at support@waitnot.com. Josh Kristen of Woodland, California just wrote to tell us he lost 40 pounds on Weight Not.
Nice.
And he says this is the best he has felt in years. How you doing?
I feel so fantastic. And you know what? One of the things I love the most about Weight Not, by the way, down 16 pounds in like 9 days.
Oh, congratulations. Nice.
But the thing that is so cool about it is a real life program. I've done the candy bars. I've done the shakes. I've done the fasting. But yesterday, I literally sat in McDonald's for an hour and a half and never had to stray.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't able to eat the bread on my burger, but I got a side salad. I got myself a beef patty. I was able to hang out and eat in McDonald's. holds and stick totally to plan.
What holds you to, is it knowing that there's a reward of this weight loss?
Every day you're down something. And also, all I have to do is stop and think about how bad you feel when you wake up after a day of lousy eating. And I'm talking about drinking. I've had food hangovers before.
Oh, wow.
And you just feel garbage when you eat. I jump out of bed, I feel great.
I could tell you what holds me into it is the fact that I know I've been successful. And since we left Maine, I've lost 4 pounds on my own, not being exactly on the program, but just knowing how to eat better and
learned.
Applying what I've learned.
From what you've learned. Exactly. And people learn so much on weight.
When I was talking to Christy over at Weight Not, I was about to start phase 3, and she says, you've been going pretty hard at it for 2 phases. I want you to take a break. We don't want you to have diet burnout. Mm. And you know what? That taking a month off made me go in with both feet. And maybe they understand the deal. How do they get in touch with them, Buzz?
Start your new life today. Call 855-934-4486 or visit weightnot.com. Weight Not, unbelievable results you can believe in. Let's open the thing.
Oh, sure.
Open the thing. Thank you. I don't normally play the Marshall Tucker Band because we're not big on flute rock. I think Firefall counts as flute rock. But we lost, and I just like to mention
this.
Whenever they give us some top 40 music, that's Heard It in a Love Song by the Marshall Tucker Band. Yesterday, we lost guitarist Stuart Swanland. He was 54, died of natural causes. But you know what? It's good music they had. I like this song, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah, two good ones.
Jump off. It's called Can't You See?
Okay.
Can't you see?
He was right.
That's right.
And I honestly believe if the Marshall Tucker Band had never been formed, Mike wouldn't have been able to get a job in classic rock because they wouldn't have had these records to play. There would have been 10 silent minutes every day on every classic rock station. But anytime someone is in a band that's solid enough to post a few big hits, I like to mention when they pass. So safe home to Stuart.
And you didn't kill this guy.
I had nothing to do with this one.
Good.
Nothing to do with this one.
I think we'll find a connection.
Sorry about the death of Marvin Hamlisch.
I apologize. I was curious. Marvin Hamlisch is his name?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I disrespected his legacy because I just didn't realize what he'd done, and I saw...
Yeah, well, Brian talked about him last night on NBC News.
Not just
News.
That. I just saw so much coverage about this guy's passing.
Right.
The one thing that I think is eerie, and still to this day, we're talking 48 hours later, depending on when you're listening to this, they haven't disclosed what he died of.
And, and it was also something pretty sudden, because as I said, he was up till the end working on a musical that's yet to be on Broadway. Yeah. So he's working hand in glove with
Jerry
Lewis.
What does your gut say?
My gut says it was probably cancer.
Why don't they just say it then?
I don't know.
It's hard to say. But you know what? You have to respect the family, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like... when you don't say it, it just becomes a story.
It's like Romney's tax.
Especially if you keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I wish him well. You know what? Olympic coverage.
Is this a spoiler alert?
No. It's winding down, and I'm really tired of not just the coverage, but the fact that the Today Show has run out of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Today they had Matt and Al doing Greco-Roman wrestling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was... It made me uneasy.
Oof.
And also, Meredith out looking for the goofier side of London, which means they've really thrown in... They interviewed an Australian athlete today. They've given up. but I did like this. Lolo Jones was interviewed or covered in the New York Times before the game started. And the New York Times said she seems to be more interested in marketing herself than just being an athlete.
And who's Lolo Jones again?
Lolo Jones is a runner.
Okay.
She does several of the events in running. And it obviously, it hurt her badly. She broke down on the Today Show today, and I thought this was pretty striking.
I think it was crazy just because it was 2 days before I competed. And then
she's the virgin.
Fact that it was from a U.S. media, like, I mean, they should be supporting our U.S. Olympic athletes, and instead they just ripped me to shreds. And I just thought that was crazy because I work 6 days a week every day for 4 years for a 12-second race.
Right.
And the fact that they just tore me apart, it was just heartbreaking. I'm not like, you know, didn't even do the research, called me the Anna Kournikova of track. I have the American record holder. I'm the American record holder indoors. I have 2 world indoor titles. And just because I don't boast about these things, I don't think I should be ripped apart by media. So, I mean, I laid it out there. I fought hard for my country. And I think it's just a shame that I have to deal with so much backlash when I'm already so brokenhearted as it is.
You know, she's gone on a bit too much there, but I think I side with her.
I do too.
I mean, it's the big media conglomerates beating up on this kid, basically. And I think if you make it that far and you work that hard to get to the Olympics, you have a right and maybe an obligation to try to set up a living for yourself when it's all over.
And also, you got to know is that these you're not dealing with the PR department of an NFL team here.
Right.
You're dealing with a 17-year-old kid.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're bound to misstep and they're bound to not handle the media the right way because many times. What do they have? The only, you know, the only thing they have to lean on is their parents. The parents don't know how to handle the media.
And that's her only chance to promote herself.
And you know what? If she did a misstep, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure it was.
I'm glad she's doing the best she can.
I agree with all of you, but I still think she just needs to get laid.
I think you're right. Yeah.
We all agree. Unanimous.
Really, get it over with.
I'm going to send her a copy of Rob Radio. It might help. Bob Costas is funny, and I like him here. Here's him talking about the names of Brazilian athletes.
The other American team in the tournament, Jen Kessie and April Ross, who took the sand in the second women's match tonight against the Brazilian pair of Juliana and Larissa. They're one-name people like Cher and Rihanna, but in truth, that's kind of a tradition with Brazilian sports superstars. Think Pele and others. Anyway...
I like that. And I also heard that the Brazilians waxed everybody, which is great. But not everyone likes Bob Costas, though. And there is a... Oh, but I get to say this today.
Yes.
In our home office in Florida,
all right,
Jacksonville, the NBC affiliate down there, not pleased that Bob Costas went over the other night.
Oh.
He went over by like 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. So the 11 o'clock news, which has been pushed back, didn't hit the air until 12:07. This is their sports anchor at the NBC affiliate in Jacksonville, Dan Hicken. This is on the air, folks.
He did it to us again. He did it again. He does it every 4 years. Bob doesn't know that 12 o'clock means 12 o'clock. It doesn't mean 12:02. It doesn't mean 12:04. It certainly doesn't mean 12:07. Bob, when it's 12 o'clock, you say goodnight. You don't care because you're sleeping right now. And in the morning, you'll wake up with your strawberries and cream as your five-star. Bob, we're here on the East Coast working hard for you. We're NBC family, Bob.
People,
you tell them.
12:07. Does not work for us. I'm glad we had the little gymnast girls. I'm excited about it. I'm glad we got to interview Michael Phelps 6 times. But Bob, 12 o'clock, and he's just starting. It's just starting. You watch. Mark my words, Jacksonville. Tomorrow it'll be 12:09, 12:10, 12:11. He starts to push it, that Bob does. I'm done.
He's done.
Wow.
First of all, when
was the sports guy?
When the local news starts at midnight, believe me, nobody in the viewing audience cares.
You're right. You're exactly right.
And secondly, that was, although he may be completely right about what he said, totally unprofessional.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, right. Less than that. Yeah.
And they're applauding him in the back.
Yeah. You know what is professional is when they come to renew his contract and they don't exercise that option.
Yeah. It could happen, too. You're right. Yeah.
There are many markets smaller than Jacksonville. I think he'll do good there. And you know what? In the smaller markets, they always keep right on time. So good luck with that. Michael Phelps had a big day yesterday, and I just want you to hear his glorious storytelling skills.
Oh, God.
He's such a smart man and a good swimmer.
I was heading to the pool for the semifinal of the 200 IM, and I get a phone call.
Let me know if you hear any consonants anywhere when he's talking. Anywhere in this.
Anywhere.
I was heading to the pool for the semifinal of the 200 IM, and I get a phone call, and they asked for me, and I was like, yes, and they were like, okay, well, please hold for the President of the United States of America. And I was like, whoa, all right.
He was like, okay, I'll spare the rest of it. But yeah,
no,
Obama called
hear
him.
It.
You want to hear the whole thing? All right. Please. So Obama did call him yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
The final of the 200 IM. And I get a phone call, and they asked for me, and I was like, yes. And they were like, okay, well, please hold for the President of the United States of America. And I was like, whoa, all right, kind of cool. Like, but I was sitting there, and then President and I talked for like 5-10 minutes, and,
nice.
And he was congratulating me and you know, telling me how much the our country at home is supporting me and watching me through everything I've been going through. I 100% knew it was him, and that was one of the coolest things that happened this week.
He 100% knew it was him.
He may suck, but that's a cool story.
Yeah, that is a good story, and he told it so well.
Yeah.
I, you know, I wonder if he clicks like a lot on Facebook, if he clicks it as much as he says like all the time. And the other guy that said, nice, was, of course, Billy Bush from Access Hollywood.
I love that
guy. Sorry. I really was a fan of Billy Bush, but this past week of Olympic coverage, or 2 weeks, he's totally, like, I've never seen narcissism at its best.
Really?
Oh yeah, he's really
worse than this.
Yeah, and I've look, I follow his career from when he was on the radio here in DC.
Sure.
And I sat here and I said to myself, this guy is talking about the Olympics, but he's talking about him and who he knows and
right.
how he's looking down at Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps is looking at him and they may be friends, yeah. but the story was about the gold medal.
Sure.
And it was just about how he was setting everything up.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, I can understand self-promotion. and Ryan Seacrest is douchey enough. Like, you could probably do a better job than that.
But Ryan packages himself better, though.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes we say people are can be too rich, that there comes a point where when you have so many millions or billions of dollars that after a point it just doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but I'm not hating. I'm rooting for both those guys.
I know, but I'm making a comparison here, and I think the same thing holds true for success. And both Ryan Seacrest and Billy Bush have had disproportionately large amounts of success.
Which is amazing.
They've worked hard.
They've worked hard.
I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't do well, but the kind of luck these two guys have had, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, on a daily basis, they blow up the Death Star with one shot.
Right. I guess if you really chronicled Ryan's career, you would see that the people that worked with him in Los Angeles, and I get a different perspective because we have Tom Likas on the Big One Duke show here and there. And I've talked to him in private, and I've heard his show. So he, when he was younger, and this is a famous broadcaster on the West Coast, he basically addresses the fact that when he watches Ryan Seacrest doing his, I'm paraphrasing, his job, he says, well, that guy's not the best interviewer out there. He's not great. He's okay.
He's worked hard.
But he says, when I worked at a station across the hall from him, I would see him working. So when someone tells me, what do you think about Ryan Seacrest? I say he's the hardest working guy I know.
Yeah.
And this is why he has all these opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
You can't take that away from them. Right. Now, Ryan does package himself much better than Billy Bush.
Nice package.
And he's got a different type of approach and delivery.
Right. Yeah.
But when you sit there and watch Billy Bush talking about how he knows Michael Phelps and how he's talking to every Olympian and how he's going to hook him up with Justin Bieber.
I was like,
is it about you?
So between the two, Billy Bush is the one who's a dick.
He's the worst out of both of them, and I'm a fan of both of them.
Yeah, I fully expected when Billy Bush was talking to him about the president, and Michael Phelps says, and I was definitely the president I talked to him, I thought Billy would say, the president was my uncle.
Right.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
I can do that. Anyway, all right, now a quick look at politics. Yesterday, Obama, the name-calling has started in a lighthearted way.
Oh, okay.
Obama has labeled Mitt Romney this.
It's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
Now that's plenty funny right there.
That's one volley.
Yeah. Well, Mitt Romney hits it back.
Now, we've been watching the president say a lot of things about me and about my policies, and they're just not right. And if I were to coin a term, it would be Obabaloney. He's serving up a dish which is simply in contradiction of the truth. And it relates to everything from how I'm going to help the middle class to tax policy. He's just simply saying things that are not accurate.
Now, for cleverness, really neither one wins.
No.
But I give the edge, I guess, to Obama because this to me makes no sense.
Obabaloney.
Yes.
Anything?
Nothing.
Yeah, but
Obabaloney.
See, if the last syllable was ba, then baloney would work.
Obabaloney.
But the last syllable, it doesn't work.
Yeah, maybe obaloney? I don't know.
Obabaloney.
Don't you think we're the losers? The
on a daily basis,
they've gone to that well, and you're sitting there, you're like, are you effing kidding me? Grow the F up.
Yeah. Although I do have some,
both of them.
I used a computer simulator, and I actually created, you no longer need to watch the first presidential debate.
Thank you, Rob.
Because I've already got the footage for you here. Here is the first debate between Romney and Obama.
It's Romney Hood.
Obabaloney.
It's Romney Hood.
Obabaloney.
It's Romney Hood.
Obabaloney.
So you can go ahead and figure out.
You have saved us a lot of trouble.
Thank you.
Full hour, and you don't have to spend any night. Was it Gwen Ifill?
Yes.
All right. I close with, did anyone see the picture of, I think he was a rower, and when he got his medal presented at the Olympics, he was really excited.
He seemed to be very pleased.
Visibly excited.
Oh.
These guys are all wearing, they're lined up all wearing spandex shorts, and you know, you can kind of see what's going on down there.
He had a rager?
Yeah, he did have a rager.
Appeared that way.
And he denied it. And I don't know if I was caught with my pants down like this.
It was defying gravity.
It really, I think you'd sort of have to cop to it. But this is Conan O'Brien last night.
A member of the U.S. rowing team who won a bronze medal is accused of having an erection while on the medal stand. Photos and everything.
That's right.
Stories everywhere. There's photos. Yeah. The rower is claiming his penis wasn't erect. It was just standing for the national anthem.
Nice. Nice.
But this is why it's great, because Conan has Andy.
That's a patriotic penis.
I didn't even know that that was a thing. That's going to put so much pressure on me at all ball games.
What?
Having to get an erection during the national
anthem? Oh, I thought you were saying I didn't know an erection was a thing that you could...
Oh, no. Oh, I know.
I felt sorry for a whole bunch of people right there.
And that, what is this thing you're talking that about? Is your Magic Audio Vault, folks. Stick around. We are back with news right after this. And we'll take a short break back with Buzz. www.mikeomarashow.com. That's the place to be. And we now go to Buzz.
Yes, we do.
With news.
And today it's brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. 80% of heart attacks happen at home. Would you know what to do? NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Please like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Registration is open now.
April! So
click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College. An American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class. Save a life.
Oh, Bobaloney.
Now, when you're looking for a job, there's only one thing worse than having an embarrassing Facebook profile, and that's having no Facebook profile at all.
So now they're saying that's bad, too?
Forbes magazine says HR departments around the country are suspicious of applicants who are not on Facebook.
Wow.
HR managers say it seems as though you're hiding something. Slate.com.
Is Forbes magazine run by jealous wives? By not hiding anything?
We're getting to that.
Yeah, I think
Slate.com, so. Slate.com, meanwhile, says people without a Facebook profile are also having a harder time getting dates than people who are not on Facebook.
Yeah, you want to know as much information as possible.
You're starting to check out those potential dates.
That's right. And if you don't have a bronze medal around your neck after rowing, you really have a lot to offer.
Yeah, put up your rowing picture. Identity theft is keeping good people from getting their tax refunds to the tune of billions of dollars. We heard this week of a not-so-good home in Florida that's filed 741 returns.
Is that a technical term?
Netting more than $1 million in refunds.
Welcome to my not-so-good home.
And that address is third on the list of fraudulent filers. Wow. Another address filed 703 returns and got over $1 million back. A home in Tampa sent out 518 returns and got back $1.8 million. It's a growing crime, and it's growing fastest in Florida. Tax refund identity theft nationwide was up last year by 155%.
Jesus.
God, you know what? But that being said, anyone who wants it can have my identity. Just take it. It ain't that good. I've had it for 40 years. It hasn't done me anything.
There are no secrets anymore anyway. In this close and increasingly heated campaign for the White House, the bending of the truth is now in full swing.
Oh, Bobaloney.
Mitt Romney premiered an ad this week accusing President Obama of encouraging a welfare state by allowing waivers for states to opt out of the Welfare to Work program.
That was
signed into law by President Clinton. Now, both Mr. Clinton and the current White House have said that Romney's claim in those ads is untrue, the White House calling it blatantly dishonest.
Oh, I hate it when it's blatant.
The recent change to that program made by President Obama does allow states to opt out of putting welfare recipients back to work, but only if those states have a program that meets or exceeds the federal requirements. Quoting the Romney ad, under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work. They just send you your welfare check. That's a message clearly aimed at inflaming the anti-Obama constituency, and it's apparently a lie.
Did you hear Obama's answer, Ed?
No.
Because he's really attacking it head on.
Oh, what are you saying?
Make a wish. Now count to three. Come with me.
Paid for by Obama, 2012.
Where's the money? Police in Wisconsin have now arrested the former girlfriend of the Sikh temple shooter. She's facing possible charges for possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. 31-year-old Misty Cook of South Milwaukee was previously convicted of fleeing from police. She, too, was a member of the racist neo-Nazi organization, but is apparently not connected to this latest mass killing. And by the way, we now know, we've just heard from the police there, that the shooter who died at the scene, although was wounded by a police officer, delivered to himself the fatal shot.
Oh. Wow, really?
Quick question with the Sikh community.
Yes.
I've heard Sikh and I've heard Sikh.
And I've heard people complaining on Facebook that everyone's saying it wrong, but no one tells me how to say it.
Yeah, which is the proper way?
The correct pronunciation, according to them, is Sikh.
Okay.
In fact, they would rather we didn't. I think that there was a great rush to be politically correct on the part of newsreaders, myself included. Mm-hmm. And so to try not to give a name that people would have fun with or make fun of, a lot of us pronounced it Sikh.
Oh, so you stayed away from Sikh because of the obvious.
We just didn't want to. Yeah, and we didn't want to. I'd rather be wrong that way than the other way.
Yes.
You know. Well, we found out from the Sikh community within that 24 hours. Please know it's pronounced Sikh, and so we've been pronouncing it that way ever since.
Okay,
that
is
the
correct.
Or you can say what Mitt Romney said yesterday, and that's called the Sikh community.
There's lovely that. Jeans too.
But back to the guns. A cop moonlighting as a movie theater security guard gets the credit for stopping a man with a concealed weapon at a Cleveland showing of The Dark Knight Rises.
And by the way, yes, I know this guy looks like me. Quit putting it on my wall.
Actually, I beg of you to stop.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Oh. Rosa, once a week from now on, okay?
Every day.
And a raise.
This man in Cleveland with the guns in the bag, a military veteran held without bail, walked into the show with this bag that turned out to contain knives and a loaded Glock 9mm handgun. You remember that gun from yesterday's show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Twitter has been subpoenaed to reveal the identity of a poster who threatened a Batman-style shooting in New York at the Midtown Theater where Mike Tyson is doing his one-man show. Quoting the tweet, "I want to kill a lot of people. I'm serious. People are going to die like Aurora," end quote.
I bet it was Evander Holyfield.
Police have also stepped up security at that theater. And police in Florida are investigating a man who allegedly stockpiled ammunition for assault rifles and semi-automatic weapons. He also reportedly had government uniforms and fake medical credentials. His Cadillac Escalade also had a Department of Homeland Security registration sticker and a Coast Guard license plate. Hmm. Police are asking for the public's help in that investigation.
You know, a lot of people have asked me through the years, they say, if Elvis was alive, what do you think he'd be doing? I have two predictions. Mm-hmm. I think he would have become a country singer because I think he would have strayed away from pop music. Mm-hmm. And I also think he would be stockpiling weapons and pretending to be in the government. I mean, that sounds
true. He was
that
headed in that direction.
That is not unlike performance stuff that Elvis would do.
Right. It's he loved to collect those credentials.
It's really frightening. Mm-hmm. And if you have the power to get it, I think you get a rush from it. So that's creepy.
Yeah. Finally, some random hits. Trojan is giving away 10,000 vibrators in New York at special hot dog style carts today and tomorrow. They're obviously hoping that'll create a buzz. In Coralville, Iowa, a 310-pound man has been arrested for shoplifting at Kmart. He's accused of taking a pair of men's thong underwear and a couple of mirrors.
Tommy.
He'll need those to see where the thong went. And thank you, Florida, for the Palm Coast woman who was called out by a cop for publicly calling her boyfriend a pussy boy. The cop asked if she thought that was appropriate. She said yes.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz, very, very much. Mike will be back tomorrow.
Yes,
and remember, we have if-then relationships. If Mike goes out on the search party, then he finds his motorcycle. If he finds his motorcycle, then he finds the DAT recorder. If he finds the DAT recorder, then tomorrow on the show, Arlie Ermey.
Yeah.
And Carla gets very small t-shirts.
What could possibly go wrong? Buzz, today's show.
Brought to you by TwizGrid. TwizGrid, the new free app for your iPad or iPhone that displays Twitter photos in a user-friendly format so you can easily view and enlarge them. TwizGrid is an official sponsor of Mike's trip to Sturgis, and you can use it to follow his escapades or use it to record your own. To follow Mike's trip, just open the Mike O'Mara Show album. With TwizGrid, you don't have to have a Twitter account to see the pictures, but if you do, you can post comments on Mike's photos and be part of that trip to Sturgis. TwizGrid, TwizGrid. Find it in the App Store or click the ad on our website.
And also, new Mike O'Mara Show update to the app in the App Store.
Yes, I got
and
that
it is
yesterday.
Sharp. It looks beautiful.
You can now listen to the Mike O'Mara Show, Tech 411, Mark and Lowell, and some future shows coming
soon.
And
it cleans your apartment.
That's right.
Yeah, twice every other week.
Thank you, Josh Roca.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It looks really great. Mm-hmm. More Mike live from Sturgis tomorrow, perhaps sounding a little more alert.
I don't know.
We shall see. Remember, alcohol will not touch his lips today.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
RJ. Hey. See you all tomorrow, everybody. Have a good one.
Ciao.
Bye. Thank you.
Oh, Babaloni.